BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. State media in China say the wife of the once powerful politician Bo Xilai has confessed to killing a British businessman, Neil Heywood, after what she called a mental breakdown. The case led to China's biggest political crisis in years. Martin Patience is in Beijing.
This apparent confession appears part of a choreographed official response to China's biggest political scandal in a generation. Gu Kelai admitted she'd killed Neil Heywood last November, stating that it was a tragedy. She added that she would calmly accept the court's verdict, which has yet to be announced following yesterday's trial. But by revealing that she suffered a mental breakdown, it's now unlikely the authorities will order an immediate execution, as would be expected in these cases.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, says it's dealing with a big increase in the number of Syrians fleeing the conflict in their country, particularly from the embattled city of Aleppo. The UNHCR said it had registered almost 150,000 refugees in four neighbouring countries. The United States has announced more sanctions on the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which it already designates as a terrorist organisation. Washington accuses Hezbollah of helping in the suppression of the Syrian uprising. Kim Gattas has more.
American officials have repeatedly made references to Hezbollah's support for the Syrian government's violent crackdown, but it's the first time that Washington has acted on those accusations. The move by the U.S. Treasury, however, is mostly symbolic because the Lebanese militant group has long been designated as a terrorist organization by the State Department. It's already under heavy sanctions and does not have any assets in the United States. The announcement seems mostly designed to galvanize public opinion against the group in both Syria and Lebanon.
The U.S. women's 4x100 meters relay team has broken one of the oldest world records to win gold at the London Olympics. They finished in a time of 40.82 seconds, more than half a second quicker than the East Germans who set the old record in 1985. Rob Broomby was in the stadium.
The United States women's sprint relay team have smashed the world record in the 4x100 metres. Carmelita Jetta crossed the line, guaranteeing her and teammates Felix, Knight and Madison a place in Olympic history. Jamaica finished second, Karen Stewart unable to close the gap as the women in red stormed to victory.
Meanwhile, the mayor of Rio de Janeiro, Eduardo Paes, says the London 2012 Olympic Games will be a hard act to follow. Speaking at a news conference in London with Boris Johnson, Mr. Paes, whose city hosts the next Olympics in Brazil in 2016, said London had done so many great things that Rio now had its work cut out. Mr. Johnson said London would be doing all it could to pass on to Rio the wealth of experience and knowledge built over the past 7 years. World News from the BBC. Reports from Libya say gunmen have shot dead an army general in the eastern city of Benghazi. They say Mohammed Hadia al-Faituri, who was also a high-ranking defence ministry official, was returning from the mosque when he was stopped by four men in a car. His son says his father was asked for his identity and then shot. General Hadia was one of the first officers to join the opposition in last year's uprising. Police in Mexico have found a man who says he survived a mass killing near the northern city of San Luis Potosi, where officials discovered a van containing 14 bodies on Thursday. The man said he managed to survive by playing dead and letting the attackers pile him into the van alongside the other bodies. Will Grant reports from Mexico.
Stories of mass killings and bodies being dumped in public spaces are very common in Mexico. Normally there are no survivors. But in this instance, one man did manage to escape the massacre. He fled into the surrounding countryside before being picked up by two police officers and taken to hospital. The motive for the brutal attack is still unclear, nor is it known which armed gang carried it out.
The United Nations and the African Union have issued a warning that the selection of the new Somali parliament is in danger of being undermined. In a joint statement, the UN representative, Augustine Mahiga, and his African Union colleague say there are indications that bribery, intimidation and violence are being used to affect the selection of Somalia's next president and parliament. Tens of thousands of Ghanaians have attended the funeral of their late president, John Atta Mills. African heads of state and the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, witnessed the ceremony on Independence Square. Organisers set up large television screens so that people around the square could see the event. Mr. Mills' sudden death last month at the age of 68 shocked Ghanaians. The country is one of Africa's most stable democracies. BBC News.